Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
שואה. 6 מיליון יגידו, די לגזענות. אני עד. I witness.
Hello, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, spiritual mentor, sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power with Tibetan bowls and frequencies. And reclaiming your power is not power over somebody, but it is your power, your voice, your place of expression, helping you map your experiences and all with no fear and enjoying every moment of it. So thank you for being here. This program is an empowerment program for everyone who is joining to bring your gifts out to the world, to shine your gifts, to speak your voice, to say who you are, and you are here because it is all about our connectedness, our existence, and our basic need of being connected. You know, so without a driver, the car is just a useless piece of metal. Without a driver, a car won't drive, let alone will it start. So think of our bodies like a car. Without our souls, the car, our bodies are just useless pieces of meat and bones. So without our soul, our body won't live. The very essence of our existence, our desires, what really is meaningful to us is to be connected, is to be seen, it's to be loved. The basic thing is to be connected. Now, this coronic time, as I call it, that dawned on us or was inflicted on us, is an attest to a lifelong attempt to strip us from our godly, basic designed need of connection and love. And as my guest says, my guest today, our borders have been closed and we've been forced to stay at home, wear masks. And the sense of connectedness at first seems to be doomed. We actually kind of created all this situation before the coronic times. We actually took a bite into the apple of consumerism and commercialism and materialism. We've dug ourselves into the computers and into the screens and just everybody stay away from me, creating these cliques, these groups. So when corona hit, actually, it would seem like we've prepared ourselves for that. We prepared ourselves with this confinement, with this separation. But this was all elusive because what happened next is really a phenomenon. And I see the coronic time as an opportunity and as a blessing in disguise of connecting us all together. We've seen that these supposedly isolation, the separation actually created us to desire more the connectedness, the being together. So all the borders really suddenly become elusive, suddenly become not as important, almost like the days of the week during this long quarantine time. Monday is no different than Thursday. We're all at home. We're all together. And in this time, this is our power because we are coming to realize what the controllers or those who are sitting at the top level of society are afraid of giving up. And it's their power. And we are in our element now. We are in our power. We are in this place where we can take the straps and go forward. And this is our power. This is our connectedness. This is our togetherness. And this is our really key to heaven. How do we connect to one another? What place we come from to connect to one another? My guest today is a humble dreamer, I call him. He's a dreamer and he's a visionary. And he's a doer. He's part of these people that are connecting to create a change, to create a move, to help every one of us grow and wake up. His name is Yom Tov Moshe. He's an Israeli reality communicator, entrepreneur. He comes from a publishing world, from a PR world. He's a director. He's a producer of over 500 commercials. He actually produced a commercial in Israel for Israel's milk company, Nuva, that actually got him the Guinness Prize for that. This commercial was taking milk to space. Very interesting. He worked on other wonderful projects. And he is here today to promote at least two life projects. And life projects are life projects. The first one is ani ani, which is a play on words, which says I'm in poverty. I'm a representation of the poorness of our society, of the poorness of our hearts, of the poorness of the financial being afflicted on us by, for the sake of argument, by the pharaohs put on us. And the other project, which is, it's called Decree 38. It's called Eyewitness. And this program is to battle or to illuminate the problem of racism and remembering instances such as the Holocaust that happened, that where over 60 million people lost their lives. Among them were 6 million Jews. And 60 million are a representation of us, a representation of us not forgetting that we are all connected. And racism, the problem that is rising here and now, is so in our face. And this is a time to make a change. And so Yom Tov, Moshe, his last name is Moshe, which in Hebrew means Moses. And Yom Tov in Hebrew literally means good day. So good day, Moses.
Yes, my name is Yom Tov Moshe. It's good day, Moses. That's the name my parents gave me upon of my passed away grandfather that born and died in Baghdad. Mm. I'm from Iraqian and I'm very proud to be Jew. And I'm very proud with this name and I love it.
And it's a wonderful name.
It's, yes, and it's promising something. We have to bring a good day to the world.
Amen.
And,
amen.
I think this is that my name gives me my mission. I don't know what comes first, but
That's a good question. That's a good question. Yes. What comes first, you or your name?
Yeah. I want to apologize. Actually. Listen, Hebrew is my language. English is not my language. So every time I'm going to stuck, I will be apologized, and Ilan will translate.
Thanks. That's okay. Yeah, it's all good. So Yom Tov, you are here, and I want to start. Let's start with this. What got you on the map? Really, I think at least internationally. I think you're very known in Israel, and you've done a lot of work and a lot of productions and a lot of shows and TV and commercials and movies. And but the one that really kind of got you across the border, so to speak, right, is the commercial of milk. The Tnuva commercial.
That's right.
So see it now and let's talk after that.
Okay.
The Mir cosmonauts were safely back on Earth. Just a month before, the space station had disappeared from the screens at Moscow Center.
Мир, этот суп мы вас не видим. Я вас не слышу. Связь потеряна.
Связь потеряна.
Василий, наконец-то! Что сделать для вас? Чего вам хочется? Молоко в космос? Но ты загнул.
The right choice. At the world's most demanding test lab, Tnuva Long Life Milk met every challenge.
Ни один продукт в мире не проходил столь тщательную проверку, как молоко фирмы Tnuva, прежде чем я решил допустить его в космос.
Три, два, один. Старт.
Tnuva Long Life Milk begins the journey to space.
So, how did this idea even come up?
Okay, first I want to talk some words about my professional. My professional Please. Is bring air. You know, when you deal with advertising, with news, you say I'm on air. I'm on air means people sees me. And we know that we count the power of leaders, the power of company, the power of product is how much they see you and how much they mention your name. This is the power of the media. And it's getting more and more. So media communication is probably the most influential things in the world.
The most influential platform. Yeah.
Yes, people in America doesn't touch or knows the personality Donald Trump, but he's the president. They knew him through television. They know Nike through the commercial.
That's right.
They know Madonna. They know Lady Gaga through television. So right. Media is the most important power. And I blessed to work as an advertising producer and director and strategy. And I create over 500 campaigns very successfully.
Yes.
So my work was to increase profit to companies.
Yes. So and, you came actually from the side of the apple that we took a bite in. We all took a bite into that apple, right? Yes. And you come from that place because you are actually preserving their status of creating separation between the people.
That's right.
So it's interesting that you are here, and it's that, and we'll talk about what caused that shift. That's very yes. That's very fascinating. So,
but you know, yeah. Things big happen, come to your life by accident. You didn't really plan to do things, and suddenly you are in the middle of something that
makes bigger
you
than you.
That something, yes. And I want to tell something about communication. I live in Israel. Israel is a small country on the map. And every time, or usually when I produce commercial, I see it on Israeli television, because that means it means to the people that live in Israel to go and buy it and buy it. But you know, in Israel there are in those days 6 million people. That's all. It's it's not a big deal in the world. But something happened. Nuva, the biggest laundry company, was in trouble. And I came with an idea. Let's move the tension of the people from the problem to the space. In those days, the Russian have a spaceship named Mir.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, let's send long life milk there and let's make commercial in space. And you know, when we make commercial in space, people will say, oh, wow, it's in space. Mm-hmm. The drop of the milk is going up. It's not against gravity.
Yeah, you shifted their attention of, yes. of the product itself. Yeah, yeah. Wag the
that's
dog.
The meaning, that's the meaning of media. Yeah. And that's the meaning of advertising.
Yes.
And they gave me the opportunity to create something never happened before, to make a commercial in the space. So I send with the Russian people commercial by spaceship, milk by spaceship, with and together with a camera to space. There were two cosmonauts there, and they shoot one each other, and he drank milk, and we create a commercial. But what happened with this commercial that it became a media event in the news, in yes. 150s headline news all over the world. I didn't plan it.
Amazing. God planned it. You didn't know it yet.
That's right. But you know, when you create something and then you see your face all over the headline news, ABC, BBC, Sky. You didn't plan it. You see your face there.
Yeah, your ego is being boosted.
Power of the media.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And you know, you were mentioning in the Hebrew program that really that kind of took you into a very high egoic trip. And
yes.
Yes. And this is like part of the program is really how do we communicate with ourselves and how do we look at things and what we are forgetting, you know, and this week I've been talking about what makes us a free person, what makes us a sustainable society, and how we look at ourselves and allow and forgetting where we come from and really taking things for granted is really the beginning of a slippery slope that takes us really down a rabbit hole. And that kind of actually, so I'll let you tell the thing because that led to your story. Yeah.
I want to tell you something about media and about the power to the people. Listen, there are among 9 billion people in the world. Each one of them almost hold a cell phone in his hand. He vote in the cell phone for the Big Brother, for a documentary, for a reality. He make the TV station rich because he look at them. He go to the supermarket and he buy with his money the product of General Food, Nuva, etc. He make them rich. Mm. But somehow, because we are not united, we are poor, and the very few people in the world are rich because of us. Mm-hmm. I worked in it. And in 2000, I realized two things. There are three angles.
The triangle, yeah.
The triangle that holded by the three biggest power. One is communication. Second is the economics. And third is the governments. There are 1%, 2% of the world, but they make 98% of the world. Mm-hmm. Poor, miserable, and they hold them with nothing because we are the majority.
Yes.
But this is not the big problem because the leaders that suppose to be our
leaders,
shield. Yeah, our leaders. Shield.
Protectors.
Our shield. Our father.
Yeah.
Like your father. You expect your father to be honest with you.
Yeah.
To work for you. To bring you food. To protect you.
That's right.
They took the power to themselves. And they become media realities. We don't have leaders anymore. Almost. We have media stars, media reality, they think about themselves and they use the economic and they use all these three angles come to serve 1-2% and it's reversible.
And you know it because you've been inside it. You come from that place. And
I want to tell you something that I want to tell something. I'm not coming to frighten, but look, because media increase the bad news, because media want the blood, because media want the people that they murder and they make them, they increase the bad in the world. The world is in real danger because of the leaders that hold the media
exactly.
And rule by the few people that hold the economics. Are we nuts? We are going to sacrifice the world for 2%. Yeah. I understood it in 2000 because I realized the power of the media. And I talked to myself through the light that came from God and say, hey, Yom Tov, your mission is to create kelim.
Tools, create tools.
Tools to gather the people together to be the leader of the world because the world belongs to all of us.
Yeah, and we are the people. This is the original. We the people. Yeah,
the world belongs to us. We are not slaves here. People move rules in our heads.
That's right.
But this is something that reversible. And I came from this. And I want to tell you something about this time. I realized it 20 years ago. In this time, Facebook wasn't exist. Twitter wasn't exist. YouTube wasn't exist. People doesn't vote on cell phone. The idea is that in 20 years, the world become very fast in communication. And now, in this time, when the world is closed and they put mask on our mouth, I want to tell you something about the danger and about the opportunity.
Great.
You know, Hitler tried to destroy the world with bomb and gas and war because he thought that he is the high breed and the rest, and fuck the rest. Now in the world, we are in real danger, and we see that in year 2020, few leaders can close us in our home, rule our hands through, head through the cell phone, and we are obey. We obey to this. What is this corona? Is this really a disease? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
disease killed millions of millions of millions of people in Israel. I talk about Israel.
Yeah.
Only 400 people die. Most of them are old people.
And we're pre-existing conditions. That's right.
And they destroy the economics and they destroy the moral. This is one person do it through the media. What is this? This is dictator. Hey.
This is a TV show. This is a TV show.
This is a TV show.
Exactly.
And this is reversible. We are, Israel got a full of huge, clever people, smart people that build this country. And they have the rights to know. And they have the rights to be in good economy. And they have the rights to be, to live good life. And I create possibility in this time to make two huge world events. World event is something that you in the America remember the Ice Bucket Challenge. The Ice Bucket Challenge is very crazy.
It was very powerful. Yeah, it was very, very successful, though.
Let's drop ice on the head to wake up to see the
this ALS. So this was really successful because it was for the ALS, to support the ALS, fighting the ALS.
But you know, it was just an idea. The idea became successful because 10 million people like this idea to pull ice on their head, and that's became a very big media event, and therefore people talk about ALS and they give $300 million to help this disease. So it was a very clever idea of these people to create a world event. So I plan like 50s idea like this, and I want to talk about two.
That's
we
great.
Can rule, move from now to the world that will gather the world to do something good. Not only Jewish people, but we will start. And I want to talk about two of them.
But before we talk about that, before we talk about them, I want to ask you, I want to go back to the question that I asked you, and you so elegantly and so wonderfully as a PR person kind of weaved yourself out of it, which is okay. But really, I want to talk about the shift that happened in you first.
Okay.
I want to talk about the shift that happened with you so we can go, because it's really interesting what happened.
I want to tell you something. Yes. Listen, you see, I don't have a kippah on my head.
Yarmulke, yeah.
But I know that God exists. He is the owner of the world. Everything is going according to him. And I read the Bible, and it's very clear. Don't cheat. Don't lie. Don't thief. Don't murder. Support the poor people. Mm. Be together. The world belongs to everybody. not only the Jewish people. He is the God of everybody. And he wants us to be together, to be happy, and to be in full stomach, and to vote. He wants us to be freedom to choose. That's what God wants. So in 2000, the 1st of September, without
preparations, yeah.
Yes, I say to you, like, you see, like, this is a disk on key.
Yeah, like a USB stick, yeah.
Yes, someone stuck it in your head. Mm. And suddenly, you know all the Chinese language by heart because it was in this disk on key.
You just got a download. You suddenly got a download.
And in 1st of September, I got a plan from God. I can tell you, it can't be from anything else. I know it's God. And there was a strategy how to change the world. Strategy, yes. You have to create a net of given, and this is going to be the logo, the dove.
The dove. The dove. If you turn it around, yeah, it looks like a head of a dove here. And
it's like the like.
Yeah.
And this is like the Twitter. You can see it in the movie.
Yeah.
And you will gather the world. It starts in Israel. First going to be 1 million and then 2 million. And you are just the creator. The more people come to this net, the more people buy only from company that give tidy 10% of the money. And this is the idea to save the world. Because when people will gather themselves and they vote for the freedom, they won't hate. And the border will be open because everybody see what will start in Israel. And you are a media person. So I got it.
Yeah.
I got this vision. I was shivering in my body and say, oh my God, what a huge deal you gave to me. Why me?
And you literally were in just a party, right?
Yes.
You were just
in a party. I was in the party. There were people that I didn't meet before. It was a barbecue. I remember it like it now. And people talk about something. And suddenly, I see myself go to the middle of the circle of the people, open my mouth, and start talk.
Wow.
Idea of world changing. People look at me like this. And I said, Yontov, you understand what you just say, but it's not from your mouth. You didn't plan it.
But you knew it. It's like you knew it. It's like something you remembered it, right?
I knew it.
Holy, I know what you're talking about.
Future. And I see the future.
Yeah.
It was like, that you see the future.
Wow.
And I was shivering in my mind because 10 months before, a woman that opened the card say to me, when I was a media director.
She did the card reading for you?
Yes, yes. It was in February. And she said, you are going to bring peace to the world. And I say, what are you talking about? I'm a media director. And she said, you are going to create a huge change in your life. And I didn't have a hint of idea what is she talking about. She said, listen, your brain, look at the world from top angle like a pyramid. This is how your brain creates. You see the full picture of the world. And therefore, you can create things, worldwide things. I say, what is this rubbish? What happened later that my life became very tough. I didn't like the thing I do. Now I understand that when God wants you, he closed doors. He didn't want you to feel at ease because he wants to move you to the corner that he wants you to be in.
Yes, exactly.
This is God. This is how we make to Abraham, to Jacob, to Yitzhak. He said to you, go to a new world. And that's what he did to me. I wrote it in Hebrew. I talk about it. And this is true. That's what happened. But what he did to me, he gave me the plan. And he said, develop it. And I developed it for 20 years. And I'm ready now. I'm ready. I'm just a person. I'm 66 years old, but I know that I do God mission. And I know that from Israel, we'll make a media event like the Ice Bucket, that like Milk in Space, everybody will see and gather to this net. Yeah. I know it.
And that's taking away the borders. That's taking away everything. You know, that's taking away the confinements. You know, just like we realize, basically the borders here are becoming more open than they were before, in a sense, because we are that's connected. Right. We are connected to that's the way right. that we connect to one another.
That's right. You know, there is, I have my business card. Let's see if it's...
Now, we're talking about... Are you talking about the logo? The I logo?
No. It's my breed. In my business card written, there's no meaning for time and border. From each point of the world, from my house, you can create a media event, a worldwide event in this time.
Exactly.
Like I did in Milk in Space, we are going to start in Israel to create a media event that gather people from Israel and from the world to do something huge to the benefit of the world. And then will be another one and another one and another one.
This is really great because you're bringing so many ideas together. And in essence, we've all thought about that and we're all doing it like we prepared ourselves for the corona time kind of being in our computers. We've been using these devices. We took the bite in the apple. We've been using the cellular and the computers to vote, to make votes on TV programs. And here, let me give you, and this is a very important tool to recognize and realize and do, like you said. And here I'll give you an example. A few days ago, they started the Democratic Convention here, right? Now, in regular times, there'll be the people that are coming, the politicians, and they have like a regular event. And what they missed, I believe, in recognizing here is that they did not treat it as a TV show. They treated it as a regular meeting, which was boring and just like, and there was no really understanding of the media, the understanding of the communication channel. In the later days, they got a little bit better, but in the first day was really, they didn't, if they would have treated it like a TV show, really understanding like that, this would be a completely different outcome. But what you're suggesting is very important. Because you, in one of your programs, in one of your projects, you're talking about creating the voting system, the government voting system, in the same fashion.
Yes, I want to say something important to you and the people that see us now. Listen, God create us to imagine the maximum that we can. But because we are used to be ruled by leaders, by movie stars, we minimalize ourselves. Mm-hmm. But this is wrong. This is wrong because together, 1 million, 2 million, 10 million, billion people can make a huge change by pushing the button of the cell phone. And the first time we'll do it, not for a reality show, it will open our mind that say, hey, we can change the world from the armchair in the house. And we can make ourselves better, not their life.
Our life.
We have to create the first miracle. And it's like
so
this.
Let's see that. I want everybody to see the eyewitness.
אני לא הייתי בשואה, אבל סבא שלי יוסף זולטק היה. ומהסיפורים ששמעתי, הרגשתי בכל גופי ונשמתי שהייתי שם. ראיתי בעיניים את מה שהוא ראה, ואני עדה, הייתה שואה. אני גאה ונרגשת, ויש לי הזכות לשיר את שיר הנושא של המיזם אני עד, ובאנגלית I Witness. אני מאמינה ויודעת שהמיזם יגיע ל6 מיליון אנשים בעולם אשר יעידו הייתה שואה ויגידו די לגזנות.
אני לא בן לשורדי שואה אלא ממוצא עיראקי, אבל אני עד, נוגע בכל נימי ליבי כיהודי וכאדם שמבין שגזענות היא נגע שקיים כאן ובעולם. אני רואה בעיני רוחי את אני עד, מתחיל מגבעתיים, עיר קטנה בגלובוס, ונוגע ב6 מיליון בני אדם מישראל והעולם, באירוע שהתקיים ביום השואה הבינלאומי, אירוע בסדר גודל של האירוויזיון. אז למה רק 6 מיליון ולא 60 מיליון ככמות הנספים במלחמת העולם השנייה, או מספר תושבי אירופה? שלא יגידו שאני מגלומן, אבל אגלה לכם סוד ואל תגלו, אני יודע שלאני עד, I Witness, התחברו יותר מ6 מיליון. אבל בואו נתחיל בקטן. כשהגיתי את הפרסומת לתנובה בחלל, לא חלמתי שהיא תגיע לכל תחנות החדשות בעולם, והיא הגיעה. עכשיו אני חולם, פועל ומגשים. אני עד יהיה בזכותכם למיזם החברתי אולי הגדול אי פעם. מגיע לנו.
רק בני אדם משנים את העולם, לרע ולטוב. ביחד עם יום טוב, בצוות חללית, אנחנו מאותגרים לחולל את המיזם החברתי, אולי הגדול אי פעם, אפילו יותר מאתגר דלי הקרח, כי הכחשת השואה ומיגור הגזענות בוערים בלב של 100 מיליון אנשים, ואנחנו נגיע אליהם וניגע בהם. אמן.
We've been talking this is really wonderful what we're talking about, all this coming together about for eradicating the racism, and also remembering as Jewish people and talking also to the rest of the world and talking with the rest of the world about the survival and the remembrance of an event such as a Holocaust, because as the song says, history will repeat itself, and we don't want that to happen in that fashion. So I want to show this moving, this little short film about the meaning and the essence of this movement, of this moving towards connectedness.
Survivors are dying every day. This is a draft notice to all 14 million world Jewry. We'll come together and fulfill all of our brothers' dreams this year so that they live to their last day as royals.
This was a wonderful made and really stalking, capturing the essence of what we're doing here.
You know how many Holocaust survivors still exist in Israel?
How many?
Only 200,000.
Wow.
And each day, 38 almost die. Puk, 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 puk. Most of them die poor. Can you imagine that here in Israel, people that come from Europe live in poverty?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I saw this video of this woman. I saw this video of this woman that was collecting money in the junction on the street, and she's a Holocaust survivor, 80 years old. Unimaginable.
But
taking care of our poor.
And it's impossible because the government don't give a shit. And God came with the idea that called Decree 38. Mm. And it says something very simple. There are 6 million Jewish people in Israel. There are 200,000. It's 40% on one person. In each area, let's say in Givatayim, there are 500 survivors. There are 60,000 people. Imagine two families together or 20 friends adopt someone and say, you are our grandfather.
Amazing.
And that's it.
Just like we saw in the clip.
Wow. Yes. And what we have to do is to start to say, let's take a city like Givatayim. Let's create 38 group. Let's find 38 Holocaust survivors. Let's combine them like a family and say, from now on, you are for the rest of your life, live like a king. And to open a net of something that people help each other.
Yeah.
That will do few things. First, we'll do justice to these people because they are our they're our brothers.
On their back, this country was built.
Yes.
They suffered for the people.
And they have to live for the rest of their life like royals. And we can do it like this. And what we'll do also, Ben, when we'll do it, we'll gather the people of Israel. And that's the moral thing about it. Because now we are one against each other. But when we come with this mission and take one city and start it and say, now let's do it and start this model. And each year will be after this, all the world will see it and applause to us. And that will make us better person. And they make Israeli and the Jewish people light for the world. Because it's not just for them. It's the idea for every old people in all the world. And it's like this.
You know,
it's
And this is what the government and the people that are in power are trying to do with all this chronic manipulation is really to continue and create a greater gap between us and ourselves, between us and what's important. And they're creating this gap and they're separating. And we are, we don't need these old people. They've done their job. They can go. That kind of an attitude comes from fear and comes from trying to put power on somebody.
And you see, it's in our head. Like 3 days ago, I saw on television a Holocaust survivor. She looked with an anger in her eyes and she said, you are cruelty people. I want to die in your country. You make me live like an animal. And you know, a lot of people go to her house and make her a party and want to help because she was in the media. And I know, together with people, how to make a media event and say, hey, these 200,000 will live like royals. And remember, every day, 38 dies. Yeah. Since we start this conversation, two people died.
It's applaud for everyone that comes to the table and applauding for your soul to reappear, for your connection to come and reappear. It's applauding. It's recognizing you, each one of you that is sitting here, that is listening. I didn't think that this would be happening. You know, I have to tell you, I have to admit, I didn't think that this conversation with Yom Tov will come to this place. We've done the same talk on Friday in Hebrew, and now we're doing it in English because I think that this is really an important weekend. This is the beginning in Judaism, the beginning of month of Elul. Elul comes from the word to search. Vayalelun in Aramaic comes from the word to search. And what are we searching? What does a tourist do? Comes from the word to tour. What does a tourist do? He searches, goes in, goes out. Where are we coming? When we come here? Where am I going here? Where am I going there? And this is our place to search in, to look inside, to look how we are expressing ourselves in the world. And what are the tools that we are using to create our dreams? And if our dreams are not based on us connectedness and love and coming together, then it's all farsh. It's all up in the
You're
air.
Right.
It's like a leaf blowing in the wind, and we took a bite of the apple, of the wrong apple. So let's
you
take a bite of this apple, of this beautiful.
You see how much I smile now? Why I smile? Because God created us that, you see, this is our, when we give, we get.
Yes.
When we give, G and G, we get. God, when we help and when we save, these 200,000 people, we save our souls as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll become better person. We'll be happy. We'll be proud. We'll be full of
Amen.
Joy.
Amen.
And he
Amen.
Do this for us because he wants us to make this miracle. When we do good to other people,
exactly.
It's the alive our soul.
This is creating
us to be alive.
Like attracts like. If we, whatever angle we're in, we're going to attract that which we project, right? If we are in this place of giving, we are going to attract people who give and people who make change for the rest, for the better of everyone. And when we are in this negative place, in a place of fear, in a place of, oh, he did this to me, I have to get back at him. Oh, he did this to me, I have to do that. We are getting that same energy back at us. In this month, having all this happening during this
wow.
weekend, talking about Eyewitness and Decree 38 and other projects that are so, you know, talking about creating an election, choosing an election, via TV vote, which is really more accurate and instantaneously. It
That's
happens,
right.
boom. It doesn't,
and you know,
oh, come in, we'll check, we'll read your messages then.
And
we'll,
we have to make, how do you say in English, takdim?
A precedent.
Okay.
We have
okay.
to make a
now
precedent.
Listen. We, in the break, we talk about the sentence, God make his miracles like fast as a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
Like it's 1 second and 100 of a second.
Like it
God
happened to you. Like it happened to you
yes.
and when the download
so
happened.
We are now in month Elul. And in month Elul, God increased his power by saying, you don't have even to look at the sky. I'm coming down to be
yeah.
in your apartment, mm-hmm. in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me like this. And I challenge you and the people to watch us and say, let's challenge God. Let's create a miracle in this month. Let's make something huge. I'm sure that when we'll power ourselves and say, you know what, God? Let's be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it. He will applause to us. And he give us wings.
Amen. Let's do that.
I feel it.
Amen. Amen. This is really the time to get up, to wake, to shake
For
our
sure.
wings off, to shake our wings off, to take all the debris and the dust, to wake up from the,
wow.
take out the scales that were put on our eyes from this government and from people that are choosing this negativity and power. And let's really make something happen. You are here and
wow.
you're here and we are connected. And without us, there is no us. And they know that.
Wow.
They know that. Without us, there is no us. So,
wow.
you know, do you remember you've seen the movie Ants? I don't know if you've seen it. The movie Ants.
Ants?
Ants, Nemalim.
Nemalim.
Ants, it was a comic. But basically it was that where a bunch of 3-4 grasshoppers that were controlling a colony of ants, of thousands of ants, with fear until one little puny ant remembered that they have power. And
wow.
bring one little ant and one little ant, and one little ant, and soon enough, those grasshoppers are hopping out of the grass, right? So we are here. Let's create something. Yom Tov, good day.
Wow, good week.
Yom Tov.
First of all, I want to thank you.
Yes.
I want to thank you. I want to thank Liat and Ozzy.
Oh, man, they're wonderful creators.
Tuli and the good woman people that with me. I want to thank you. I want to thank God. I want to thank my kids. Mm. And I want to thank all the media power, that the knowledge that I got in this time. And I want to say something to you. Listen, for 20 years, I've been walking and gather power and gather knowledge. And I know, like milk in space, that happened in the blink of a second, it will happen now. Mm. And I know that the people that have to do it will see us. And they say, hey, this is for us too. Let's make something good to the Jewish people and for the rest of the world. Amen. Eyewitness is something that will make become a huge event that influences all the world, Jewish and not Jewish people. And the idea is, there is a sentence that every big things that happen in the world start with few people. It's always start with
always,
few people.
Always, it's always starts
always,
with
always like this. Yeah. And we are now in a crucial time that we use ordinary people can create a miracle like Moses did in front of Pharaoh. And it's not just we have to do it, because if this is what God wants,
amen, this will happen.
I say, sir,
we salute you.
Yeah. To yourself, amen. Because it's the most. I say to my kid today, to serve God is the most pleasant thing. It's not easy, but it's something that you come in the morning and say, hey, I wake up to the possibility that my tongue,
your thumb,
will be in the world. Hmm. And I'm very happy. I want to say something about timetable. Listen,
yes.
In the 27th of January, it's the Holocaust International Day.
Day.
All the world talk about it. We have now in September, October, mm-hmm. November, December, like 5 months. But think about it. Israel is ready to create this event. And the idea is, like I talked to you yesterday, what we need is supporting to create a media of 20
support platform,
people that
yes.
work to work on this. And I have a plan what we need, and we start moving forward.
Amen.
And I want to tell you about the idea that we live in Israel. I want to give you a sample. I, in my commercial, has a lot of people that I make them become stars. Mm-hmm. For example, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The first commercial he took
was with
in
you,
Israel.
Right?
He with me.
It was a beer commercial. Yeah, a beer commercial.
Yes, yes,
let's put it,
yes.
Send it to me. We'll put it on right here.
So good.
Amstel. It's so good.
this is a great opportunity because Yom Tov was talking about the power of the media, the power of how the platform of the media can shift our perception. And in these days, because we're all connected through the media and meaning is being created through the media, our meaning, how do we make meaning of something? It is important to remember that this is really the power that will change everything. And so I invite you, if you're here, I invite you to be part of this program, part of this life program of preserving of our elders, preserving our elders. And being part of this program, just so you know that this is a, there is a, all the donations and all the help that comes from people like you or companies that are hopefully corporately responsible that come to this place. All this is going to a fund that will be distributed to the people that are, we are talking about, to the older people, to support them to what they need. So it's really taking a grain of rice. And from a grain of rice, you grow a field. You know, it is the other way around. So this is really wonderful.
The people, the brave people that come with us and help us create this event, that this possibility will become the biggest helping event ever exist.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It will touch 100 million people. Can you imagine how much money and good will put the world with this event?
This is amazing. This is amazing. Yom Tov. Good day. Yom Tov, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for blessing us with your presence and bringing everything here. And amen. And from here, we can only fly. Thank you for being here, wonderful ones. I wish you a wonderful week. Create what you speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, and I will see you next week.
ישבתי איתם, ראיתי סרטים, שמעתי אותם מספרים סיפורים, ראיתי מספר על ידיים היפות, ראיתי לפרסם, לצלם, לשכתב
שישה מיליון יעידו, הייתה שואה. שישה מיליון יגידו, די לגזענות. אני עד. I witness.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay. Only on LA Talk Radio.